Goes to ground. There's the full time whistle. It is all over, and Niamh Connell have made a huge statement in the 2021 Donegal Senior Football Championship. The defending champions, the winners of the Dr. Maguire for the last 2 years, have come through against Gweedore on a final scoreline of 110 to 8 points. I will take Martin McEwen just at the end of the game. Martin, I said it's a big statement. How big a one is it from the men from Glenties?
Yeah, it's a big statement from them. This is their centenary year. They're looking to win the third championship in a row, and they're you know, you look at it, that was a great performance, one of the best performances we've seen from a Donegal club team in a long time. They controlled the match definitely from start to finish. They were when you analyse it, you know, they have seven different scorers. You know, it was low enough score in game 110, but they still have seven different scorers, and three of them were defenders. That's where they get scores from, anywhere, the way they're, and their management of the game, you know, going giving Gweedore the short kick outs when they felt it was right time, and then pushing up on them, and they controlled the match from start to finish. And you know, I thought Eunan Doherty and Jack McKelvey, was between them for man of the match, and probably the goal was a big score in the end up, and McKelvey would be my man of the match for that reason. But Doherty had a big game, and he scored two big points in an important stage. Just he took control of it, important stage. Andy Thompson and Lee McLoon had big games as well, you know, considering him. And you know, just the way the whole match, they were by far the better side, totally deserved their victory. And I did tell you before the game, it's been a bad weekend for green and white. The four teams in green and white were beaten, so just a bad weekend for the teams in green and white. But Gweedore, Oisín will be very disappointed in that performance. I mean, they didn't normally, Gweedore teams will, they'll put up a big battle and they'll put in big tackles. I mean, that team, you know, they're really from early on, and the minute the goal went into the net, they seemed like their heads went down. They don't know what they're doing, and they were just depending maybe on Owen McNeillis to do something special and everything else. But great performance by Niamh Connell, and suppose they have the game they want now against my own team, yep. Kilcar. And this will maybe be a dinger next weekend, that game. So looking forward to it. You know, we'll have two good, hopefully, semi-finals next weekend, Oisín.
Yeah, just the story of the match tonight. Gweedore led by 2 points to no score after 12 minutes. But really, after that, Niamh Connell took total control of this game. Jack McKelvey with a super performance in the first half. He ended the half with a goal and a point. Kevin McGettigan, Kieran Thompson and Alton Doherty also got in the score sheet in that opening half as Niamh Connell led 1-4-3. Into the second half, and Gweedore needed something special at the start of that half, but it didn't come. They did get a point from Darrow Boyle, which reduced the deficit. But then again, Niamh Connell just went up through the gears, and they seen out this game. Eunan Doherty had back-to-back scores in the 11th and 15th minute. Anthony Thompson, Caelan McGill and Kieran Thompson with a brace in the second half. He scored 3 in the game. But as Martin said, there was 7 different scores for the county champions today, and a 110 to 8-point victory against Gweedore. And Gweedore just couldn't find that sort of winning formula that they had several years ago when they went on to win the county title and the provincial title. But there's no taking away from this one today, Brendan Kilcoyne. For Niamh Connell, as we said, it was a huge statement. We asked questions, are they as good as what they were last year? And they answered that today.
Yeah, they're better based on that performance. That's as good a performance I've seen for them, you know, over the years. I thought it was performance of the ages today. And you mentioned that they'd 7 different scorers, but this was a hugely team performance. Like, even the guys that didn't get on the score sheet, I'm not talking about the Anthony Thompsons, Ethan O'Donnell, Owen Wade, tasked with Mark and Oran McNeillis, who really didn't feature. He wasn't the feature that Gweedore would have been hoping for him to be. All these guys played a massive role. They play as a team, they work for each other as a team, and they get the result as a team, and that's what they did today. They just grounded out, they were so much better, they showed a lot of class both in possession and out of possession, and they deserved winners by 5 points. I think 5 points has actually been generous to Gweedore. They were that much the better team today.
Yeah, the thing about them, there was somebody chatting to me about great club teams in the county way back. You had a great Kelly Beggs team way back, and you had a brilliant De Rua team. You know, this Niamh Connell team, it doesn't matter what they do this year, this Niamh Connell team has to go down as being one of the best club teams we've seen in this county, because they've been there knocking the door in finals and semi-finals and everything else. And great credit, you know, to Martin Regan, their management, and everybody else, you know. And you know, we look at it and the style of football they played, and just as Brendan said there, they play for each other. They're a real credit, and the club is a credit. The club, the organisation, the club. They were selling their club tickets outside the ground. They had Ian Molloy there and other people there doing that job for them outside the ground. And their underage are in finals and they're knocking on the door and they're there all the time. And I was involved in under 15 last year in Donegal, and they had players up at the South West and the Cove. They had 6-7 players up and they were the best players there. So you have to give this Niamh Connell a lot of credit, and other teams need to follow suit and everything else. And that was a great performance today. They're under a fair bit of pressure coming in with injuries and everything else today, but listen, it didn't matter. They just get on with it, and they have the players to do it, and they've young players coming through to take over from them old fella Sausage.
Yeah, well, their next task, Brendan Kilcoyne, is against Martin's club Kilkear. That's a repeat. It's a repeat of last year's decider, so it is, and they don't get much bigger at the minute in Donegal football.
No, and you know, we knew today was a massive game between these two giants in Donegal football, and next week is going to be similar. Like, you know, you're looking at two of the top teams, the two best teams in the county at the moment, Kilcar and Niamh Connell, and they're really going to go head to head at it. And you know, it's mouth-watering prospect. We go back to the county final and the subsequent objections and that, so I'm sure that'll add a bit of spice to it too. But both teams seem to be in great shape at the moment. You know, we watched Kilcar last night. They were hugely progressive, albeit against the McCool side, who really didn't do themselves justice on the night. But that's not Kilcar's fault. They went about their business in a professional and very conducted manner, so they did. And, you know, put up 117, 118 on the board. So both teams are going to be really looking forward to getting back at each other, as are all the patrons of Donegal GA, to witness this game again next weekend. It promised to be another exciting game that's going to be full of tension and full of everything that you want at this stage in the Donegal Senior County Championship. So it really is something to look forward to. Two brilliant teams and really going at it full throttle.
Yeah, and we also have the other semi-final to come next week as well. St Union's against St Michael's, which is another real tasty affair, and there will of course be full coverage next weekend from the semi-finals. You'll get it in Donegal GA TV streaming service, and of course you'll not miss a thing here on Highland Radio either. We will have full match commentary from both of those semi-finals. There'll be one on Saturday and one on Sunday, and the Donegal CCC will be confirming those fixtures maybe later tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. So hope you enjoyed the coverage from the double header today at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. Well done to St Union's and well done to Niamh Connell, winning their respective quarter finals. As we leave you from under the lights here on a lovely, crisp autumn October evening, Niamh Connell, the champions, are still in their huddle out on the pitch, and they're still in the championship. They've got Kilcar next weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening.